All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're going deep. We're cracking open a true classic, a book most have probably encountered at some point, To Kill a Mockingbird. But trust me, this isn't just a reread.
Not at all. It's To Kill a Mockingbird, but we're going deeper than a school essay.
Exactly. We're going past the surface, those childhood memories of reading the book. We're talking about Southern life, yeah, but the kind that sticks with you. And those themes. Phew. Heavy stuff. So if you think you've got To Kill a Mockingbird all figured out, get ready.
Because today, we're going on a deep dive.
And let's be real, one of the things that makes this book so captivating, so enduring, is Scout. She's our narrator and she's a kid, right? So we see everything through her eyes.
Which is brilliant on Lee's part. You think you're getting a simple child's view, but then bam, you're hit with these incredibly nuanced observations about race, justice, society.
Right. Like Maella Ewell. Initially, she's set up as this, I don't know, almost like a villain. But then Scout, little Scout, she notices things.
Things the adults miss.
Totally. Like that description of Maella's house, the varmints had a busy time yonder. That stuck with me.
Because it's not just a throwaway line.
No way. It speaks volumes about poverty, neglect, this whole other side of Maella. Suddenly, she's not so simple. She's a product of her environment, of her time, of the South.
And that's where the historical context is so crucial. We can't just look at Macomb in isolation. This is the Jim Crow South, the land of suffocating segregation, deeply ingrained prejudice.
Which makes the story of Tom Robinson's trial, the whole trial, even more tragic and powerful.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of Tom Robinson, we can't forget about the Mockingbird. That metaphor, it's everywhere in the book.
Oh, it's central.
But here's the thing. It's easy to get stuck on it just representing Tom. Falsely accused, innocent, destroyed.
Which he is, absolutely.
He is, but there's another layer. As the story unfolds, you start to see Boo Radley embodying that Mockingbird symbolism, too.
Boo Radley. Now there's a character shrouded in mystery.
For most of the book, he's this enigma, this figure whispered about but never fully seen.
And the way Lee does that, it's masterful.
It is. Because we see Boo through the lens of childhood fears, exaggerations, prejudice.
Just like Tom. Judged and feared based on hearsay, on assumptions, not on who they truly are.
Precisely. And in a way, both become victims of this system that prioritizes a warped sense of order over actual justice.
And that parallel, the way Lee ties it all together, it just breaks your heart.
Well, think about it. Boo saves Scout and Jem, right? But then he's shielded from the public, hidden away.
Almost like he's being protected, but from what? The truth.
Exactly. It's a chilling reflection of what happened to Tom. His innocence is ignored, swept under the rug, all to maintain this facade of order.
It's like Lee is holding up a mirror to society. It's uncomfortable, makes you think. Have we as a society really moved past the Maycombs of the world?
Right. Are we any better at confronting our own prejudices, at truly seeking justice for everyone?
It's a question that lingers long after you finish the book. That's the power of To Kill a Mockingbird. It's not just a story. It's a call to action.
Absolutely. Lee isn't just telling us a tale. She's challenging us to be better, to do better. And I think that's why this book continues to resonate, to feel relevant. It's a reminder that the fight for justice, for equality, it's ongoing.
And it takes courage, the quiet kind, the kind Atticus showed, the kind we all need to find within ourselves. So next time you see a mockingbird, remember. Remember the lessons of Maycomb, those silenced voices, the quiet courage it takes to stand up for what's right, even when it's hard.
Because that's how we truly learn from a story like To Kill a Mockingbird, not just by reading it, but by living it.
You couldn't have said it better myself. And be sure to check out the show notes for more.